Welcome to another episode of NoahCast. The focus is on more AI features again. This time it's text detection. When you press the A1 button on the Noah device, you can cycle through different items or objects to detect, and the first one in the list is text. So when I take a picture, Noah will only focus on looking for any text in the scene. So it will give you a quick summary of where you are, but its main focus is on finding and identifying any text it can see. Now, it's worth remembering here, before we go any further, that Noah is a mobility aid, so I mainly use text detection for recognising numbers on doors, and possibly for identifying signage as well, and you can use text detection when indoors and outdoors. Also, it is vitally important to make sure that I have an active internet connection, either through Wi-Fi or the hotspot on my iPhone, and I have already made sure that I have an internet connection. Before we try this out, I will be honest and say that I don't use text detection very often, mainly because as someone who has no sight, it's hard to know if there is any text around me, so I do find this a bit hit and miss. Let's try and do some demonstrations, and we'll just have to see how it goes. Okay, so I'm outdoors, and we're going to try and see if Noah can, when you use the text detection, can it find any text on a door that is nearby. So we're going to press the A1 button.
Item to detect. Text.
And then press select to confirm.
I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in front of number 66. To your left, there is a door with a window above it. To your right, there is a hand holding an object.
And it is correct, and it gives you a bit of a scene description as well there. So what it did is it very accurately announced the number on the door, and it also gave the description that there was a hand holding an object. That is me holding the Bluetooth speaker. That's my hand holding a Bluetooth speaker for transmitting the sound to the microphone from Noah. So what I'm going to do now is we'll go for a bit of a walk up the street, and we will try and identify other text on buildings and doors, etc. I'm just interested to see what it actually picks up. Right, so I'm standing outside the pub. There's a pub here, and I'm quite interested to see if it picks up any signage when I ask it to detect text. So with Noah, press the A1 button again.
Item to detect. Text.
Select to confirm.
I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
No text detected in the scene.
And it can't find any text in the scene, which is quite interesting. That highlights again, if you don't know where text is, it's a bit of a struggle. So I'm going to go along a bit now with my guide dog to where I know that there are some buildings and shops. Right, so I know for a fact that there are some shops here. So again, let's see if it can pick up any text. So A1.
Item to detect. Text.
Select to confirm.
I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
No text detected in the scene.
And no text detected again. I just find this really difficult. We'll try one more time, and this time I'm actually facing a window.
Item to detect. Text. I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in front of a building. To your left, close by, is a shop window with some toys displayed. To your right, a few steps away, in a shop window, there is a sign that says omelette rolls.
So interestingly, that time, it said that there was a sign, and I think it's detected it through the window of the bakery I was outside. But as I say, I'm finding the whole experience quite difficult, in all honesty. So this time, I'm actually near a bus stop and another shop. So again, let's try text detection again and see what it picks up.
Item to detect. Text. I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in a street. To your left, close by, is a shop called Ackles Frozen Bait. A sign on the pavement outside says OPEN. Further down the street, to your slight left, there is a bus stop.
So it didn't read anything on the bus stop. It knew the bus stop was there. What it actually read was, this time, a sign which was from the bait fishing shop, which was actually on the left-hand side. It got that absolutely bang on, and it said that the shop was open. That was really, really good, and I think when it works, you can see its advantages, but when you've no idea what you're looking for or where text is, it really is a struggle, as I keep saying, but when it works, wow, that was really good. Right, so I'm now in an indoor setting, and I'm just again going to do the text detection, and let's just see if it picks any signage up or any doors whatsoever, any text. Let's just see what it picks up.
Item to detect. Text. I'm looking for text. Please wait a few seconds.
You're in a corridor. To your left, there is a door with a sign indicating a fire exit and an arrow pointing to the right. Further down the corridor, to your slight right, are two doors.
So I've just had sighted assistance, and actually it's got the information wrong there. The fire exit is actually a disabled toilet, so I don't think I'm going to be using text detection very much in its current form. The only way I'm going to use this going forward is for detecting numbers on doors when I'm outside. Okay, so I'm back home to finish the recording, and I think in conclusion for this episode, I think it's worth saying that text detection, for me at least, is not the most useful feature of Noah. So those are just some examples of the text detection AI feature. If you would like more information about the Noah device or to arrange a demonstration, the website is biped.ai. Biped is spelt B for Bravo, I for India, P for Papa, E for Echo, D for Delta. I am also happy to answer any questions from a user's perspective. You can email me using the address noahcastquestions@gmail.com.